Well, good evening, everyone. It's, first of all, probably trying to anticipate the fact that some of you will be trying to second-guess my accent for the rest of the week. I'll try to solve the mystery while he's trying to fix up. Well done. That's good. I'm Romanian-born. I've lived in the UK since 1993, which is a long time ago, and have been living in Carnforth since 1998, so quite a while. And this week, really, what I want us to look at, it's really to look at Boulevard of Broken Dreams. I'm trying to get this to work. See, if you get Dougie to use it first. So this is the rule, never come second. This is it, brilliant, fantastic, we're sorted. Really wanted us to look at certain Bible characters that go through a challenging time and yet they discover God in and throughout everything. If you've been a Christian for a while, you realize that this would probably be true for all of us. We love God, but life seems to be quite hard at times. And sometimes we expect it to be hard, but when we stop and look at it, we kind of think to ourselves, it seems to be a lot harder than I expected it to be. And then we look around at other people's lives, and it seems like theirs are easier than ours. And you're trying to figure out, where does God fit into all of this? And for me, I would love for us during this week to just have a sense of exploring as we journey from God's word, and try to learn to have something better in our lives as we deal with this. I think when life is hard as Christians, we probably have a coping mechanism. And for some of us, we're camping in a place, and others are just swinging from those two places. And the two places where you usually go are denial or despair. When life is tough as a Christian, you either live in denial, where we're just pretending, we're saying it's not happening, we're just making ourselves incredibly busy, we're ignoring some of those nagging questions, and we pretend everything is fine while we try to get on, but it's hard. And other times, or maybe other people amongst us, just live in that space of despair, where it seems so grim and so dark, and it seems like God doesn't really care. So my invitation is for us to really have a biblical journey in which we are enlightened. For me, there's nothing like God's word to actually provide us with incredible help in this tough journey on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, where we're drawing near to God's word and actually find ourselves journeying with people just like us, maybe having lived a while ago, and maybe in different circumstances and contexts, but nevertheless, struggling just like us. And keeping on with a theme that we've had, it's really having this biblical journey in which we become more enlightened about this whole challenge. But maybe also lighten up a little bit, maybe leave some burdens. I'm hoping that at the end of the week, there'll be a sense in which we'll be leaving some burdens behind, and there'll be a sense of real rest in God, and a sense of giving something to him that maybe we've brought with us at the beginning of the week. I hope that we would discover fresh hope and we would just lighten up. There'd be something from the faithfulness of God and his unchanging love and his involvement with us in the messy, difficult, disappointing journeys that we go through, that actually leaves us not introspective and self-centered, but actually makes us look upwards with a sense that we begin to radiate that hope that comes from encountering God. And then probably last but not least, really, we lighten up so that we light other people's lives up. I think that's what a Christian life is about. It's about an overflow life where we encounter God, and as a result of our encounter with God, other people get the benefits of that, and they are drawn in themselves into a journey with God. And what we've discovered of him in terms of his faithfulness and his goodness, they can discover too. So I'm inviting you to journey through the week And it's going to be that. I don't do recipes. I don't do formulas. I don't think God does. Those are sort of cheap, easy solutions, but they lead nowhere. What I'm inviting you is a journey into God's Word, and a journey with some of the people that have walked with God through difficult times themselves. And that's how, hopefully, we will have a sense of encountering God and bringing hope. And also encourage you to engage yourself. I will always say to our people, you will only get as much as you're willing to get. And I think we need to, more and more to have a culture in the Christian circles where we're not just being spoon-fed a message on a Sunday morning or on a Sunday evening, or go to our Bible study and we get spoon-fed something, and then that's our whole diet for the rest of the week. But somehow I'm encouraging you to spend time with God, for you to spend time maybe with other people, processing through some of these things that we are looking at, so that actually you yourself are intentional about growing in God as you engage with God's Word. So that's where we're planning to go, and hopefully it'd be a life-changing journey. That's my prayer for myself and for us all as we journey in this, trusting that God will really bring a sense of renewed refreshment to our lives.